Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of The House with a Clock in Its Walls by John Bellairs, narrated by George Guidel. This book, copyrighted 1973 by John Bellairs, is recorded by arrangement with Richard Curtis Incorporated. This performance is copyrighted 1991 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Young Louis Barnevelt is about to have a wonderful adventure, but he doesn't know it yet. He's still a little scared, moving to a new town, a new school, moving in with his eccentric Uncle Jonathan. And now, The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Chapter 1. Louis Barnevelt fidgeted and wiped his sweaty palms on the seat of the bus that was roaring toward New Zebedee. The year was 1948, and it was a warm, windy summer evening. Outside, that is. Louis could see the moonlit trees tossing gently beyond his window, which was sealed shut, like all the windows on the bus. He looked down at his purple corduroy trousers, the kind that go whip, whip when you walk. He put his hand up and rubbed it across his hair, which was parted in the middle and slicked down with wildroot cream oil. His hand was greasy now, so he wiped it on the seat again. His lips were moving, and he was saying a prayer. It was one of his altar boy prayers. Quia tu es Deus fortitudo mea, quare me repulisti, et quare tristis in cielo.